Pine Needles and Sugar Cookies, a Daredevil fic written by Marv the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt chooses an angel for his Christmas tree. It isn't Foggy, but he wishes it was. Foggy smiled to himself as he studied the tree topper Matt had selected for Christmas. He had been so insistent about it when his friend Marcy asked which one he thought they should get, since Marcy's old star tree topper was chipped and cracked with age. Matt wanted an angel. Nothing else would suffice. Matt wasn't supposed to know about him. Those were Foggy's orders. To watch, not to be part of his life or known by Matt Murdock in any way. His first duty was to heaven, but as he watched the college student's finger explore the tree, brushing away pine needles and sugar cookies in search for the topmost branch and the angel that crowned it, he wondered whether it was different from Matt, whether his charge wanted to know him, regardless of any heavenly direction. Matt gripped the angel and gently lifted it from its place atop the tree, holding it in his hands as he stepped away from the tree and settled on the floor, crossing his legs under him. His fingers gently traced the angel's white robes and silver wings, his thumb circling the halo the angel wore. He frowned slightly, his expression thoughtful. Foggy considered the angel too. It wasn't a good likeness in his opinion. Its wings were much too small to stand flight, and no angel Foggy knew had a halo like that. Frankly, he thought it looked ridiculous. It wasn't something he would have chosen to decorate the tree with, but he wouldn't have thought to decorate a tree with anything but the most fragrant and colorful of blooms anyway. He found Christmas trees a strange thing. They were everywhere in New York at this time of year. Songs were sung about them, and they were often covered in so many lights and baubles that the tree itself was almost completely unrecognizable. The tree Matt and his friend had purchased was smaller than most Foggy had seen, and it didn't have lots of lights and shiny baubles. Aside from the recently purchased angel, most of the decorations were homemade. Sugar cookies hung from branches, and a paper chain wound its way from the lowest boughs to the very top of the tree. The chain was Matt's creation, simple and imperfect, and yet beautiful for that in a way that none of the other trees he'd seen were. It had been more than a decade, and Foggy still found it a strange thing that Matt wasn't bitter about his vision loss. Sometimes Foggy wondered if he would have been if it happened to him, if his father had been absent and he'd lost the sense that he relied on. Would he have taken it so patiently? It wasn't that Matt bore it all perfectly. He wasn't his father's perfect son. He was Jack Murdock's. He had moments of anger and frustration like any human. But overall, he seemed to have adjusted well. Foggy often wondered if he should have done something to prevent it. He just watched as so many others had. He hadn't known what was about to happen, of course, but if he had, would he have done something more? If Matt knew that he had an angel on his shoulder, would he have wanted him to do it all differently? To be a guardian rather than a silent watcher? He honestly didn't know, and it wasn't for himself or Matt to decide. He sighed, watching as Matt bowed his head over the angel for some moments. His eyes closed. He was praying, Foggy realized, though not to him. Matt didn't know yet that he could. Prayer was but communication with heavenly beings, after all. The prayer wasn't for him, however, but for saints or higher angels or for his father. He couldn't hear it. It wasn't the first time that he'd wanted to, and he watched with a heavy heart as Matt released a long breath, opened his eyes, and stood. He returned the angel to its place, standing on tiptoe to reach the topmost branch, but then a car door slammed somewhere outside the dorm and Matt winced, almost dropping the angel. Foggy reached out instinctively to steady him, his hand covering Matt's for just a moment. Matt gasped, evidently having felt the momentary warmth against the back of his hand. Foggy quickly moved back, retreating to the furthest corner of the room. He'd done it now. He touched a human. He'd never done that. Not once in thousands of years. It wasn't exactly a rule or anything. It was a fact, though. Humans tainted the angelic. They were said to be lesser beings, a middling sort of creature on the whole good and evil scale, somewhere between angels and demons, but not as powerful as either. Humans were warm, though. Foggy knew that now. He'd been cold from the beginning, distant like he was supposed to be, a perfect soldier or an angelic statue. And he didn't want to be either, no matter what Tio's instructions were. This was a danger inherent in humans. They weakened other creatures with longing, until even angels fell. He breathed slowly, trying to ease the tingling warmth that remained in his palm, both wanting it to fade as if nothing had happened, and also wanting to cling to it, to the slightest of changes in the air. "I know you're there," Matt said quietly, and Foggy hesitated, but ultimately remained silent, refusing to be tempted by the human. If he was tempted by anything, it was by the idea of fleeing the room, but he couldn't without disobeying orders to watch Matt. He sighed and concentrated on his orders, the ones given by his brother that seemed so long ago. "Watching, Foggy. You will watch and stand guard," he remembered Theo saying, and his resolve strengthened. Matt didn't seem all that bothered by his refusal to speak. He had, after all, remained silent all these years. Foggy watched with a heavy heart as Matt moved to the stereo and clicked on a Christmas CD, turning up the volume for Angels We Have Heard on High. Foggy stifled a groan and rolled his eyes. He knew already that he'd messed up. Matt Murdock was going to make him fall, one way or the other.